Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
I don't know what they expect. I don't know how this is going to go well. I mean, look at what happened to Twitter.
Yeah, right? I don't think they care. I think that's the thing. The world's addicted to social media. So no matter what the policies are, people are still going to be there.
Yep.
We live people in are a not principled now. Enough to just leave.
We live in a world now where the oil companies portend to care for us more than our social media companies.
Seriously. I mean, I'm struggling. I don't want to leave Instagram. I don't. I like it.
Go get off it. All right, anyway. Let's move on. Welcome everybody to 2025.
Yay.
Let's move on to the huddle, and our prompt has changed from, well, it's just our prompt has changed, and we're going to be talking about what's top of mind for each of us this week. So Brett, what's top of mind for you?
I think it's because we always tell each other everything, and that was the old prompt. What haven't I told you this week? And it's always like, but yeah. So top of mind this week is I'm going to Dubai on Monday. I'm going to go to this DIPMF conference and talk to a bunch of people in Dubai about Team Angle. I'm excited.
That's crazy. You've got to take photos and send them over all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of photos.
But not on Instagram. All right. For me, top of mind, I was thinking about our listeners, this podcast, and we don't check a lot of statistics, especially on this podcast, but I dug it up, and thank you to our listeners in Tampa and Tacoma and Brooklyn and Austin, to name just a few places in the United States, but also our listeners in Belgium, Finland, and Singapore. Thank you, everybody, for listening to High Five and for following us on this program.
And no thanks to my friends and family in New Jersey, because you're not showing up at all, our listeners. Too funny. Well, let's get into the review. So we've got a lot to talk about this week. This week's Team Angle topic was really kind of around the definition of done, right? So we've got two articles. The first is why knowing when a task is done boosts team satisfaction. And then the second one is how clear definitions of completion improve team efficiency. So some case studies, some stories, and best practices in those articles. But this week in the review, we're really going to focus on your reaction article called Teams Are Still Struggling with Energy, Purpose, and Morale. Here's how to help.
Yeah. So this is, I put this together from different pieces of information, and I reference two articles, one in the Wall Street Journal, one in Harvard Business Review. And it just seemed that around the holiday, I just happened upon these two articles and a few more that kind of alluded to problems that teams are having. And that, in conjunction with some of the conversations I had with team leaders prior to the holiday break, look, everybody is still struggling in some way. Those people who actually are at work, you know, have a job, you get the sense that there's a lot of discontent. There's a lot of unhappiness, and that's coming from one feeling lonely, feeling like they're doing a lot more, having to do a lot more with less, and companies just, you know, no, they're not spending money. And then on top of it, you've also got just what's happening in the world, you know, just so much going on. And I don't think it's how you see the world necessarily on one side or the other. I feel like there's enough issues, enough perspective that there's very much like a collective, somewhat sense of dread, but definitely like collective unhappiness. And when I talked to a few leaders last month, they were really struggling themselves, right? And this is where I kind of get at in the article of, here's some things, you know, that you can do for your team, but also, it's just as important that you take care of you. But, you know, just trying to keep people not even happy, just keep them upbeat and to keep them, help give them a sense of positive contribution to, you know, with the work that they're doing. there's just a lot of work that's not necessarily in what I would call like the de facto leadership handbook, that none of us received. But, in good times when we don't have so many things to kind of that are pulling us down and dragging us down, the things that a leader typically deals with are, I'd say, like, I want to call them like lighter topics, or just not so heavy, not so deep, and not leaving these leaders feeling like, they don't know what to do, they don't know where to turn. Right? Because a lot of things that are on top of mind for people are even many things that they can't control, and even
Right.
both outside of work, but even at work, where budgets are being reduced. Most of your, directors and so on, they don't have any control over that. They can
Right,
go
right.
ask, but there's just not much they could do about it, right? And so, it
And
just leaves
in
them.
turn, there's not much they can do about how their teams feel about it, right? Like,
No,
there's
that's
nothing
absolutely
worse than
true.
being a leader and not liking what's happening within your organization and having to answer to your team for what's happening and understanding where your team's coming from with that discontent or unhappiness and not being able to do anything about it. It's
Yeah,
like a vicious cycle, right?
it is a vicious cycle, like a form of doom loop. And but I do feel like I do feel that there are some things that people can try if they haven't done already. And this is why the kind of part two of the article is, what are some things you can do that don't require money, don't require a huge amount of resources, but that these things can have small incremental positive impacts on your team. And either to keep or to build trust that, with your people. And so it gets into five strategies. The first four are strategies that the leader could do with the team. Number one is just address the issue head on, and I think that's the toughest because, again, you can't do anything about it. But I feel like, and I've been in situations where the people that I worked for did this, right? It's like, hey, listen, let's just talk about it. I see it too. It's kind of a way of saying, I see you. I see what you're seeing. I see what's concerning you. Can't fix it, but at least I see you, right? And to offer that transparency, so that people don't feel like you're hiding. I feel like a lot of leaders, in the absence of not having any information, especially positive information, won't share anything at all.
Right.
And
Or
that could be,
acknowledge, right?
or acknowledge, right? And that's, I want to say that's gonna be like the biggest mistake to me about leadership is when you're, for one, not acknowledging it, you're right. But two, just even saying like, I don't have any updates, right? And to provide that consistency of just, it's still top of mind. I still care about this, but there's no news for me to share with you. I think too, there's some power in re-anchoring your team's work and your team in the shared values that you have, right? So it's just to remind people, and this is a really good time of year to do that, of, hey, this is why we're here. This is what's important to us. And reevaluate that. This is how do we apply this in our everyday work, even though we're not getting the kind of rewards and whatnot that we would like to see.
I think that's one of the best things you can do is get a team together in a period when everyone's feeling unstable, is to get everyone together to talk about what are the things that do bind us together? What are the things that make us strong? What are the things that give us purpose? I think that's really, really good recommendation because I do think that a lot of times teams and leaders feel like values and principles and all of that stuff is just like BS in some ways, and it's not. It actually can be really meaningful and valuable, particularly when you're looking for a way to proceed or a way to move forward.
Or
Those
just
things
even
can
a way
really
to
help.
keep stability, right? Of and this kind of moves into the fourth one, which is to kind of recognize that be self-sufficient in being able to recognize good work, even if the people like your cross-functional team partners, the business leaders, whoever that you might have to work with, that just go like, they kind of shrug when you give them something. But when the team that you're on, you guys have complete agency and complete ownership to be able to recognize that within your own group and say, that was amazing, right?
Right. And guess what? Compliments are free.
Yes, they are.
It doesn't take much. It might make you step out of your comfort zone a little bit to go to someone and say, hey, you did a really good job on that. Because for some reason, people just don't do that. But think about when that's happened to you and how great that made you feel and how much that makes you want to come back and do more, do better, and continue to impress.
Yeah, and I thinking about this now, I didn't kind of push on this, but to you also do this publicly, to do it in front of
Right.
their peers and their colleagues, especially their cross-functional partners, is to acknowledge that this person did some good work. Even and I did write about this, of just even a message in a public Slack. At InVision, we had a big general channel with hundreds of people in it. And it felt really good, even though it lasted seconds. It felt
Right.
really good when somebody would say, "Hey, good job," to everybody else in the group. So, the last one, and this is probably the most important, is leaders have got to take care of themselves. And I think back about Brett, the friend you have that had to do 39 end of year reviews.
Right.
I just like, oh my God,
What a nightmare.
39, 39, and. To me, that requires, I don't know, five different breaks in between, at least, of just take a walk, go get coffee, go do something for you to recharge, take a nap. I don't care what it is, but if leaders aren't taking care of themselves, they can't take care of others, right? Put on your mask first before you put the mask on others.
That's good advice.
So let's get into the ask. What are we? We've got an event coming up this month.
Yeah, so we're hosting our second ever Team Angle webinar on January 23rd at noon Eastern. So we're asking everyone to join us. Join for the second webinar. It's going to be a presentation as well as a workshop exercise where we're kind of testing Team Angle with you, so you can start to think about team alignment and really building better team dynamics in 2025. So you can register on our website at sameteampartners.com. There's also a link in the show notes. All right, I'm going to transition us over to the hit list. What are you reading, listening to, watching this week?
Yeah, so I'm excited for this because I got into this over the holiday break. But first, I'm reading is a book called Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. He's the guy that did that, The Martian. Did
Oh,
you
okay, yeah.
saw the movie? I'm sure.
Sure.
Anyway, recommended by some friends, and I realized I hadn't read that yet, so I'm about halfway done.
Cool. My first is also a reading, but it's an article. It's titled Career Catfishing. One in three Gen Zers accepted a new job and didn't show up on day one. There are some staggering, statistics in this article. A few really quick. 59% say they put in minimal effort on Mondays at the start of the week, aiming to avoid burnout. 41% of Gen Z said that they've worked multiple remote jobs simultaneously without telling employers. These are high numbers. 53% said they would choose to work remotely over in office, even if it meant no chance of promotion or higher pay.
Yeah, because then go get two or three more jobs, right?
Right? Amazing. Amazing. Anyway,
That's
what do you have
crazy.
next?
My next one is listening. I was reminded that I haven't listened to these guys in a long time, but Grizzly Bear,
It's a good record.
Vecatimist. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
I never even tried to pronounce that until just now. But
Me
anyway,
either.
it's a weird word, right?
It is. I wonder if it means something.
Vecatimist.
We'll have to look that up, but it's a good record.
Good album.
My next is also a listening. So, my friend or friends, Adam and Beth Jesuero at Image Conscious Studios, sent me vinyl for Christmas. They sent me a record, and it's The Smiths live at Austin Marketel, Hamburg, 1984. It's German recording. Yeah, I just stumbled through that, but we're doing well today. It's cool. It's good. It's good live recording.
And of course, I think I'd be disappointed if you didn't kick off the year with Smiths.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's against your religion. My next one is watching, and over the break, I got into Squid Game. I didn't watch it when it came out 3 years ago,
Yeah, same.
and I got caught up, and holy cow. On one hand, I wish I'd watched it 3 years ago. On the other, it's like, this is like I'm in the zone, right? This is like the
Okay.
perfect time. So
Huh.
you got to get past episode one because that's where kind of like, but it just got so much more interesting after that.
Okay. My final is also watching, and it's also on Netflix. It's called Penelope.
Penelope.
It's like a 2024 version of Into the Wild, which was like one of my favorite books ever.
Yep.
She actually references Into the Wild, the character in the show. It's a series where a 16-year-old just like gives up and goes off into the wild and goes to live there. It's completely unrealistic, and I still
Okay.
watched it. I still watched it.
Starting to sense a theme here. So, we'll see if there's going to be another one. Just leave the world.
Yes,
Just leave the world
exactly.
behind. Yeah.
Yeah,
All
that is
right.
the theme.
Well, let's get into wrap up the show, get into the high five. What are you celebrating this week?
I am celebrating getting back into work with a newfound excitement for 2025. I think we've got, you and I are in talks about kind of what we're doing this year, and I'm pretty excited about where we're headed with that. So, high
Nice.
five.
High five. I'm excited and celebrating the replay and reset activity that we posted a couple weeks ago back in December. I've heard from a couple of people through social channels, private channels, all that kind of stuff. I've been pleasantly surprised by how many people have either done the activity or have been curious about the activity. So, yeah, it kind of makes me think already of like how can we make it better this year, 12 months from now. But super excited about that. And I don't know if you may have missed my post on LinkedIn, but I got to hang out with a friend and a High Five listener, Brian, who we got together for coffee here in Tacoma and went through his replay and reset activity. It was really cool.
I did see it. Pretty cool. Love
Yeah.
that. All right.
High
High
five.
five. Have a great weekend.
You too. Safe travels.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing, visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.